This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 7:38 a.m. Now, of course, gentlemen and lady, I'm Khoo Chong, joined by Joyce Goh and Giri Balakrishnan. The S&P recovered on Friday with optimism that trade tensions might be addressed with Beijing resuming trade talks with Washington. Now, I welcome Greg McKenna, the chief market strategist for the Australia-based AxiTrade. Now, Greg, I'm sure you're watching these developments with great interest. What's the extent of optimism or otherwise on your part for these discussions between Washington and Beijing?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me. I think that the data that we got from China last week, retail sales, investment and industrial production, was much weaker than anybody thought. And, you know, that together with some of the other ructions that seem to be happening within the Chinese economy seem to have pushed Beijing towards wanting to negotiate. So I'm quite hopeful. I wouldn't expect it in the next month or two, but if we are going to have a meeting with President Xi and President Trump later this year, we might be able to finally put some of these trade tensions behind us. So I'm reasonably positive that that should filter into stocks, at least to start the week anyway.
Yeah, so Craig, on Friday, there were downgrades by Moody's and Standard & Poor's on Turkey, further into junk level. What is your update on the contagion risk for emerging markets based on these downgrades?
Yeah, the Turkey is in many ways a victim of its own devices. And, the political push that President Erdogan and his finance minister are doing, they're not calling in the IMF, they don't want to raise interest rates, those kind of things, are really all about Turkey. So the contagion's there, but nowhere near what, you know, we've experienced 20 years ago in our region. So I'm still optimistic that Turkey shouldn't morph into a broader emerging market issue. The bigger issue for emerging markets over the next 6 or 12 months is just how strong the US dollar becomes and then what pressure that puts on capital flows into emerging markets.
Great. Let's take a look at the Aussie dollar that just bounced off an 18-month low. So what's your outlook on the AUD with markets decidedly risk off as a result?
Yeah, short term for the Aussie, I'm expecting it to trade up towards 74 cents. That's mostly a reflection of US dollar weakening a little bit over the next few days, perhaps the next few weeks. But overall, because the Fed's going to continue tightening, because there are concerns about global growth, my sense is that the Aussie at some point will head back down and through that 72 cent region we saw last week and probably hit 70 cents at some point over the next 6 or 9 months.
Yeah, Greg, look, I know Australia is suffering its worst drought in over 50 years. Malcolm Turnbull pledging some more aid for grain farmers in your part of the world. Is there a market's implication in terms of yields and prices for your produce?
Yeah, it's interesting. So we've had a lot of hay needed to be shipped from the wet part of the nation, which is down the bottom of WA over into New South Wales here. And Queensland, where it hasn't rained. So on a local basis, I would think, you know, the prices of meat are probably going to be more expensive. But, broader than that, we've got the kind of the counterbalancing forces. The wheat belt down in WA is doing better, so that'll balance the issues we've got in New South Wales, those kind of things. So I think they'll be mainly specific to here. What they could do, though, for Australia is lower GDP growth, which would cause the central bank some issues. But that's really just at the margin. And as it stands at the moment, I wouldn't expect them to drive prices, you know, too high, and certainly not on a global basis.
So, Greg, the Fed meets at Jackson Hole this week for its symposium. What are your expectations regarding commentary on their policy direction? Are they going to stay the course or not?
I think they are going to stay the course. I think if you look deep inside the data, you can see inflationary pressures starting to build in the US economy. And to that basis, they will have to continue to hike once or twice more this year, once or twice next year to get, you know, rates up by another sort of 75 to 100 basis points. The big question, I think, for Chairman Powell this week when he speaks is, you know, what impact is the ructions or are the ructions that we're seeing across the globe in emerging markets, you know, what are they going to do to his policy settings? Each of his, you know, last three or four predecessors have blinked when emerging markets have had some issues. Powell doesn't strike me as that kind of central bank governor. I think he's more US-focused, but we will be looking closely to see what he's got to say.
Greg, speaking about the US, what's your opinion on Trump's comments on moving away from quarterly reporting?
Oh, I'd applaud them. I really would. I think that, you know, if you take a step back and you say, if there's one thing wrong with, you know, global markets, there's lots of things wrong with global markets, but the short-term focus of corporations, of boards, of analysts, of the market really does impact on the ability to make long-term decisions. I'd argue that it's part of why, you know, there's so many buybacks rather than investments and those kind of things from large US corporations. The short-term focus is really just about, you know, managing expectations of analysts and those kind of things. It's not about managing the business. So, you know, we do 6 monthly updates here in Australia, and it seems to work pretty well for us. The UK's gone to 6 months, so I'd applaud it. I'm not sure it'll happen. There'll be a lot of pushback, but I think it lets management focus on managing its business, not on managing its analysts.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time. That's Greg McKenna, the Chief Market Strategist for the Sydney, Australia-based Axitrade, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.